Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. The time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most delicious and the most devoted to culinary. We are talking, of course, of Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Listened to by hundreds of thousands of people every week across these fruited plains. And thanks to Satcom 7, in a geosynchronous order, circling around the Earth at 5,251 miles an hour.
No.
No.
What?
No satellite.
Why can't we have a satellite?
Well, we can if we actually make some money on the show.
Why do you always have to throw up these roadblocks, you know? Anyway, we are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, and today we are live at Eggtoberfest 2016. You know, Chef Eric, that's the 19th Eggtoberfest.
It is.
It is, yes. I waited until he had his mouth full of waffle chips from Chick-fil-A, because I'll tell you, for all the volunteers here at Eggtoberfest, they bring in Chick-fil-A sandwiches by the buckets full, fresh hot Chick-fil-A coffee, and then for lunch they bring in more Chick-fil-A sandwiches. They had pizzas here last night. I mean, they really take care of the staff, and the staff is running around, and I got to tell you, it's a few minutes before Eggfest is supposed to open, and I got to tell you, Chef Eric, the crowds out there are staggering.
I think it's like about a half mile long crowd. I mean, it's wrapping around the whole area, and they're waiting to come in. I mean, they're lined up about 10 people deep in there, so about 5,000 people, it looks like.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And of course, to set the theme, which I'll do in a moment, before I can set the theme, I got to thank the sponsors. And we couldn't do this show without the fantastic sponsors like the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes. And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. My friends, they are literally the sweetest onions on earth. If you don't have them in your store, demand them. And there is a company that's out there trying to copy the sticker of Schumann Produce. So you make absolutely sure and certain that it says Real Sweet on the back of the tag, or
it ain't.
That's right. So ask and demand Real Sweet. No, that's not. Well, I mean, Francine, settle down. Anyway, we got Francine Bryson. We got Janice Brockmeyer, our wonderful, wonderful friends that are here. Chef Eric's here. He flew on a red eye last night. And, of course, we cannot forget the incredible sponsorship from the great folks at Cutter Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world of great times, world of great cigars, and the world of great friends you have yet to meet. Chef Eric, we are so excited. We've been part from get-go of what is going to be the true destination cigar shop location in the city of Atlanta.
We're looking at 4,000 square feet or so, right in Alpharetta. Beautiful space. Can't wait till it opens. And by the way, it's right next door to a Cuban restaurant. It's pretty darn good, too. So we'll have some.
That'll be nice. And it's incredible because they're going to have wonderful, wonderful selection. Our humidor will be four times the size of what the old humidor was, our new one. We'll have seating for 25 outside with a fire pit. We're going to have seating for 35 to 45 inside with overstuffed leather chairs and beautiful four screens. There will be a full-line sit-down bar and a special area for special events. I mean, this is going to be unlike anything that Atlanta has ever seen. Cutter's Cigar Emporium, the home of the Southern Cigar Festival. And of course, by Whole Foods, they are the reason why healthy food has become such a staple part of everybody's table. Whole Foods, where value matters. Oh, Chef Eric, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited about this Eggtoberfest this year.
Look at all these beautiful eggs fired up. And there's got to be, I don't know, 250, maybe even 300 eggs fired up. And people hard at work getting ready. This is one of my favorite times, because you just get to smell all the eggs starting to fire up and people just starting to put stuff on, and man, it's just the best smell.
And of course, they asked us to do probably the most important part of their whole Egg Fest is the demo stages. And they've got two premier demo stages that are going to be going every half hour, like clockwork, we hope. If we have anything to say about it, it'll be like clockwork. We'll be having absolutely incredible, incredible chefs demoing, and you and I will be doing the MC. I think you're doing stage one, I'm doing stage two.
Yeah, I've got on our stage, we're going to have some great chefs that came out of Sweden. We met them last year. We actually interviewed them on air. And they're going to make a great dish. I think it's a pork tenderloin.
Not salmon?
Not salmon. And let's see, we've got the fellow from Pine Street Market. Now I'm blanking on the name. Roger. I'll figure it out. Hold on a second.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to say who I got over at my stage. I've got the true number one master butcher in the United States. He's French, and he is absolutely exciting. I've heard nothing but great things about him. And he is going to be joining us. I think he's the first kickoff.
Mark Levesque.
Yeah, Mark. And I said, excuse me, is it, well, I said Mark with a C. Because, it's like Eric with a K. You've got to have that. But it's Mark Pulver. And he goes, very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I'm going to start off with Chef Suzanne Vazetan.
All I know is when I saw her, I knew what stage you wanted to do first.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, she's over at Buttermilk Kitchen in Buckhead. Great, great little restaurant. I got Ray Lampy, Dr. Barbecue, as well. He's coming up. He's actually selling a book here today.
You think he'll be on time?
Yeah, I think he will, and I think we're going to have a great time. He actually is selling his book here. He's signing them afterwards. And that's really nice. And you got David Bancroft on yours, and then so
Matt Pittman, he's a true pitmaster.
Pitman is a pitmaster. Yes.
What a great name! It's like AJ Hawk, a football player. It's a great name.
And then I got so from Pine Street Market, Chef Rusty Bowers.
Yeah.
What a great guy! He's a fantastic guy. You really enjoy him. And let's see. Then you had Dennis Lang, I think. And then at the end, I've got David Rose, otherwise known as Big Swole. Boy's got some big arms.
Really?
He's gonna do a take on a lobster pot pie.
Lobster pot pie. Interesting. I'm telling you, what's really neat about Eggtoberfest, even if you aren't an egghead, Chef Eric, there are a lot of people out here that aren't eggheads yet. But like our friend Francine Bryson's going to be here. She's already here. And Janice Brockmeyer, the lady who's the queen god of sailing and travel. I mean, so many great people here.
I'm actually planning on sneaking in a endorsement for Southern Sailings in my tent. I don't know if you can pull that off in your tent.
I was told that we needed to do a little, reminder. I'm going to be doing the igniter and the kitchen tools.
I'm doing the igniter as well because I believe in that so much. And the there's a new set of cast iron that they've got that is more friendly for the when you're wearing your big green egg gloves.
Ergonomically superior.
Yeah, bigger sort of flaps to it, bigger handles. Works a lot better than like the Lodge stuff that you typically use.
Aren't they beautiful? And you like the ceramic covered. Yeah, and they've got a beautiful set, and it's all green.
It's beautiful. It's perfect. And by the way, when those ceramics, anytime you use the ceramic, even if it's a crusette or a lodge or anything like that, do you know the best way to bring those back to life if they sort of get dark on the outside, get, like, burned? If you're putting them in the egg, they're going to tend to be a little sooty. Use oven cleaner. Oven cleaner on it works perfectly. Makes the porcelain look like new.
I'm telling you, my friends, when you listen to Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, we are literally full of it when it comes to information you need to make your culinary experiences that much more exciting. When we come back, we are going to have the distinct pleasure of doing one of the few interviews he will ever do. Artie Irani, president of Big Green Egg, is going to join us. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life. If we can't be on Royal Caribbean, we'll be here in Stone Mountain, baby.